the one phrase that instantly makes you sound more confident. In the realm of professional communication, the words we choose can significantly impact how others perceive our competence and authority. While body language, tone, and presentation skills all contribute to projecting confidence, there's one remarkably simple linguistic tool that can instantly boost your perceived confidence in any professional setting, the phrase I recommend. The power of language in professional settings. Communication is at the heart of business success. Effective business communication builds trust, aligns teams, and drives organizational growth. However, many professionals underestimate how small adjustments in their language patterns can dramatically shift how others perceive their competence and authority. In today's competitive business landscape, confidence isn't just a personal attribute, it's a professional necessity. Whether you're leading a team meeting, pitching to clients, negotiating terms, or providing feedback, your perceived confidence directly impacts your ability to influence and persuade others. Why I recommend transforms your communication. The phrase I recommend carries remarkable psychological weight. Unlike tentative language such as I think, maybe, or perhaps, this simple expression immediately positions you as an authority figure with the expertise to provide direction. A decision maker comfortable with taking a definitive stance. A value provider offering actionable guidance rather than mere opinions. A confident professional who has evaluated options and reached a conclusion. When you say I recommend, you signal that you've done the analysis, considered the alternatives, and arrived at a professional judgment. This subtle shift transforms you from someone merely participating in a discussion to someone guiding it. The psychology behind confident communication. Business communication involves complex psychological dynamics. When we communicate with confidence, we activate several psychological principles that enhance our persuasiveness. Authority principle. Robert Cialdini's famous research on influence identifies authority as a key persuasion principle. When you speak with authority, which I recommend naturally conveys people are more likely to accept your guidance without questioning it extensively. Certainty bias. Humans naturally gravitate toward certainty in an uncertain world. Tentative language creates cognitive discomfort, while confident assertions provide the psychological comfort of clarity and direction. Confidence heuristic. Research shows that listeners often use a speaker's confidence as a shortcut for judging the accuracy of their information. The more confidently you communicate, the more likely others are to perceive your statements as correct regardless of their actual accuracy. How to properly use I recommend in various business contexts. Professional communication guides often focus on broad principles, but specific language choices matter immensely in different business scenarios. Here's how to effectively deploy I recommend across various professional contexts. In decision-making meetings. Instead of, I think we could try approach A. Say, based on our current metrics, I recommend we implement approach A. The difference is subtle but powerful. The second version frames you as someone who has already done the analytical work and arrived at a professional conclusion. In client consultations. Instead of, you might want to consider increasing your budget. Say, I recommend increasing your budget by 15% to achieve your stated objectives. The second approach positions you as a trusted advisor rather than someone merely floating ideas. In team leadership. Instead of, maybe we should prioritize the website redesign. Say, I recommend we prioritize the website redesign as our Q3 focus. This framing establishes clear direction and demonstrates decisive leadership. In performance reviews. Instead of, you might want to work on your presentation skills. Say, I recommend focusing on developing your presentation skills, specifically in these three areas. The second approach transforms vague feedback into actionable guidance. Complementary phrases that enhance perceived confidence. While I recommend is powerful on its own, combining it with other confidence signaling phrases creates an even stronger impression of authority. Consider these complementary expressions. Based on my experience, this phrase establishes your credibility before making a recommendation. Example, based on my experience leading similar projects, I recommend we allocate additional resources to the testing phase. The data indicates. Referencing data lends objective support to your recommendation. Example, the data indicates our conversion rate drops significantly at step 3 of the funnel. I recommend redesigning this section. I've analyzed several options. This signals thoughtful consideration rather than impulsive judgment. Example, I've analyzed several options for our market expansion, and I recommend focusing on the Southeast region first. My recommendation is. This slightly more formal variation works well in written communication. Example, After reviewing the proposals, my recommendation is to proceed with vendor B. Effective business communication requires adapting your language to different situations while maintaining a confident stance. These complimentary phrases allow you to vary your expression while preserving the authority that I recommend conveys. Real-world applications, where I recommend makes the biggest impact. The confidence-boosting power of I recommend becomes particularly evident in high-stakes business scenarios. Sales conversations. When a potential client asks what they should do, saying I recommend transforms you from a salesperson into a consultant. Instead of appearing eager to make a sale, you position yourself as someone genuinely interested in providing the best solution. This approach is especially valuable when facing rejection in sales contexts. Developing resilience in sales situations often involves maintaining a confident posture even when prospects push back. Using I recommend helps maintain your position as an advisor rather than someone pleading for business. Leadership transitions. When moving into a new leadership role, establishing your authority quickly is crucial. Using I recommend in your initial interactions demonstrates that you are comfortable making decisions and providing direction, even while you are still learning the specifics of the operation. Stakeholder management. When dealing with senior stakeholders or board members, I recommend strikes the perfect balance between respect for their authority and confidence in your expertise. It shows you have conviction in your analysis without overstepping boundaries. Crisis communication. During organizational challenges or crises, people look for clear guidance. Using I recommend when outlining response strategies provides the psychological security that someone competent is taking charge of the situation. Common mistakes when using confident language. While I recommend can significantly boost your perceived confidence, several common mistakes can undermine its effectiveness. Overuse. Using I recommend for trivial matters dilutes its impact. Reserve it for significant decisions or insights where your expertise genuinely adds value. Insufficient backing. Making recommendations without supporting rationale can make you appear arbitrary rather than authoritative. Briefly explain the reasoning behind your recommendation. Tone misalignment. If your vocal tone, body language, or facial expressions convey uncertainty, saying I recommend will create cognitive dissonance. Ensure your nonverbal cues align with your confident language. Context insensitivity. In collaborative environments where consensus building is valued, overly directive language might backfire. Adapt your phrasing to the cultural context of your organization. Recommendation without ownership. Making recommendations without being willing to take responsibility for their outcomes can damage your credibility. Be prepared to stand behind your recommendations. Understanding the importance of business communication means recognizing these subtleties and avoiding common pitfalls that can undermine your effectiveness. Research and expert perspectives on confident communication. The power of confident communication is well established in research literature. Studies from the University of California found that speakers perceived as confident were rated as more knowledgeable, competent, and intelligent than their less confident counterparts, regardless of the actual accuracy of their statements. Columbia Business School research demonstrated that confidence often outweighs accuracy in determining who emerges as influential in group settings. People consistently follow confident voices, even when more accurate information is available from less confident speakers. Harvard Business Review has reported that perceived confidence is one of the strongest predictors of who gets promoted to leadership positions, with linguistic markers of certainty playing a significant role in these perceptions. Language analysis studies have shown that successful leaders use definitiveness in their speech patterns significantly more often than their less successful counterparts, with recommendation language being particularly prevalent. Building authentic confidence beyond language. While I recommend can instantly boost how others perceive your confidence, sustainable professional authority requires developing genuine confidence. Building resilience against rejection and developing authentic confidence involves expanding your knowledge base. Genuine confidence flows naturally from expertise. Commit to continuous learning in your field through reading, courses, mentorship, and practical experience. Practicing deliberate decision-making. Confidence comes from knowing you have a reliable process for reaching conclusions. Develop a systematic approach to analyzing problems and making decisions. Embracing constructive feedback. Paradoxically, being open to feedback makes you more confident, not less. It demonstrates security in your professional identity while allowing continuous improvement. Reflecting on past successes. Maintain a record of your professional achievements and review it regularly. This practice reinforces your belief in your capabilities during challenging times. Developing comfort with uncertainty. Building resilience and embracing growth means becoming comfortable acknowledging what you don't know while confidently navigating uncertainty. True confidence isn't about having all the answers but about trusting your ability to find them. Handling pushback on your recommendations. Even with the most confident delivery, you'll sometimes face resistance to your recommendations. Professional development experts suggest these approaches for maintaining confidence during pushback. Listen fully before responding. Confident professionals don't feel threatened by alternative viewpoints. Demonstrate your security by listening attentively to objections. Acknowledge valid points. Show intellectual confidence by openly recognizing the merit in others' perspectives before reaffirming or adjusting your recommendation. Focus on shared objectives. Redirect the conversation to the common goals you are both working toward, framing your recommendation as a path to those shared outcomes. Provide additional context. Sometimes resistance stems from information gaps. Offer additional context that supports your recommendation without becoming defensive. Maintain composure. Handling rejection with composure is a hallmark of true confidence. Even when your recommendations aren't accepted, maintaining professional poise reinforces your credibility for future interactions. Adapting I recommend for different communication channels. The confidence-boosting power of I recommend works across various communication channels, though it may require slight adaptations. In email and written communication, written recommendations can appear abrupt without context. Structure your message with 1. Situation overview, 2. Options considered, 3. Clear recommendation, 4. Implementation guidance. In virtual meetings, screen-mediated communication can dilute presence. Use stronger visual cues, sitting upright, maintaining eye contact with the camera, while delivering your recommendation to reinforce its impact. In presentations, dedicate a specific slide or section to recommendations rather than burying them within next steps or conclusions. This visual reinforcement amplifies your verbal confidence. In one-on-one conversations, personalize recommendations to the individual's specific situation to demonstrate attentiveness alongside confidence. Based on what you've shared about your team's challenges, I recommend. Conclusion. The phrase I recommend represents more than just a linguistic technique. It embodies a mindset of professional authority and service-oriented leadership. By adopting this simple yet powerful expression, you signal both confidence in your judgment and commitment to providing valuable guidance. While no single phrase can transform your career overnight, consistently communicating with appropriate confidence creates a compound effect on how others perceive your competence, trustworthiness, and leadership potential. As you incorporate I recommend into your professional vocabulary, remember that the most compelling confidence comes from a genuine place of expertise and a sincere desire to contribute value. When those internal qualities align with confident external expression, you create a professional presence that naturally inspires trust and respect. Begin today by identifying opportunities where you can replace tentative language with the confident assertion of I recommend. With practice, this small change will become natural and its impact on your professional authority will be anything but small.